Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 2nd of June 2018, and this is the 813th Mole Out Loud podcast. Is that right? It doesn't quite sound right, but I'll check later, so I might be lying to you, but it's something like that. I'm heading into town, down a road with lots of leafless trees. Leafless trees on one side, so lovely skeleton trees on the left, and on the right, lots of evergreen trees. So quite a contrast. It's overcast, unfortunately. I decided to do a mega wash overnight. I desperately needed to do a whole lot of laundry, and I woke up a bit late this morning, so I rushed outside and hung it all up, but I think it's going to be one of those limp washing days. As another result of getting up so late, I had a rare treat at the cafe and had one of their porridges, and it was very, very nice, but with pears, poached pears and porridge. And now I'm heading into the town to have my on the move sort of writing cave. This time last week, when I came down, this friend I hadn't seen was having her book launch, and I was a bit torn between two different things. So I don't know what's going to await me this time, but I've got a day of treats. I've got this 3-hour writing binge. It's really nice to think of it as a treat. It is a treat. And I'm going to the movies this afternoon. I haven't been to the movies probably for about 7 months. And I've been trying to, a friend and I have been trying to see or just go to any movie for months and months and months, and either one or other of us is unable to make it. So today's the day. So that's one of the reasons I thought I would begin this podcast early, because I might well find that my day has slithered away. It really is quite cold. It says on my app, it says it feels like 2.2 degrees. And probably I should put some gloves on so that my hands are warm when I get to the library. I'm going to pause now and negotiate my way into the Whole Food shop. So I'm going to be carrying some nuts around. My bag is like a sort of a random lucky dip at the moment. I forgot to completely empty it after my trip to Launceston and found I had some a baby's dummy in there, and amongst other things. And someone at the cafe just now, when we were doing the quiz, gave me some reflection tape to put on my backpack, which gave me a huge roll of it. So I've got that, and I've got my iPad and keyboard, and a library book, and now some nuts to add to that. Anyway, I've just going past a sort of second-hand and an upmarket second-hand clothes shop. And they've got this lovely vase full of hand-painted shoe trees. They're really lovely. It's a busy corner though. Busy corner. Purple leather trousers as well. I don't think they're me. I will talk to you later. Well, hello again. This hello again was going to happen yesterday, or should have happened yesterday. But it wasn't until I was going to bed that I realised I had started a podcast and not completed it. So it's now Sunday morning and it's a very, very crisp morning. My hands are feeling the bite of the cold. It's a very lovely morning. Everything's glistening and just exactly how I like it. Although, when I've done this podcast, I'm certainly going to put my gloves back on because I want them to be snug. But it's good to feel the cold occasionally, even when it bites. I did have a big day today. That's partially, I think, why I didn't talk to you. I had that session at the writing session at the library, which didn't go so well yesterday, but it got a lot. It was much better than not doing it. I just was very, very tired, and I think my trip to Launceston, even though it was very lovely, and even though I had two quite long stints in the coach in which I was completely inactive, it still tired me out somehow. So I think my mind wasn't as crisp as it needed to be when I got to the library. And the library has quite sort of dry, warm air, which I always find makes me sleepy. At home I have a bar heater, and so I get a bit of cold around me but warmth in front of me, and it keeps me awake. So a bit further on, but not as further on as I had hoped to be. Maybe today I'll be able to do a little bit, although I think it's important not to push myself today any more than I need to. It's already quite full. I've been reading this book by Henry Hemming, a biography of Maxwell Knight, who was the head of MI5, or a particular MI5 section in the 1930s and 40s. A very interesting biography, and I had that on the bus yesterday. I love biographies that are well written. Well, obviously I like ones which are well written, but I like ones which are about the context of that person's life rather than birth, middle and death. And this one has little mini biographies of the agents that this spymaster had. And it takes in the clashes between communism and fascism in the 1920s and 30s, and the alliances that went on. It was the So I've been very interested in this and been enjoying it, and in fact was in bed eating my breakfast this morning and reading it, and suddenly realised what the time was and that really I needed to be halfway into town, which is about where I am now. I'm heading to the market and then headed to bell ringing. And after bell ringing, we almost always go to, well, we always go to this bookshop cafe for a drink and a chat. And today they're laying new carpet, so it's closed. So that's a bit of a disaster for us for this Sunday morning. I don't know where we're going to go, how we're going to find a place open on Sunday morning that can accommodate 8 people. So that is my morning. I do hope that you've had a really good week, that you've been able to engage with whatever's most important to you, that you've been able to enjoy the warmth, the cold, the brightness, and the hardest of all that I wish I could kind of learn to really like it is the dull days, the grey days, where the sun doesn't quite glisten. Well, the sun doesn't come out to do anything at all and everything is muted and flat. How to enjoy those, I'm not sure. Wear yellow. I used to have a very bright apple green raincoat in the 60s with an apple, with a picture of an apple on it, which of course then had no other connotation. And it was a lovely colour to wear in the rain. Anyway, I do hope that you've had a good week. Thank you very, very much for listening to this two-day serial podcast. And I look forward to talking to you again. I was going to say on Monday, and it will be on Monday, I hope, but it is tomorrow. And so I will see you then, or talk to you then, at any rate.